Hey, good morning, Sioux Falls. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We start off with a pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who's made the most money buying and selling real estate. Is it Celine Dion, Cher, or Ellen DeGeneres? Answer in just a minute. Start off Monday with a lot of love nuggets. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have been spending a lot of time with her parents, adding speculation that a wedding is being planned. More Ashton, Mila. On Saturdays this time of year, you can find them at the University of Iowa football games. On Sunday, they attend the Chicago Bear games. Katy Perry and John Mayer are tighter than ever. She's been talking about wanting to have a baby. And speaking of babies, Halle Berry is due next week. Ivanka Trump is due in 2 weeks. Kate Winslet is due next month. Oh, and Janet Jackson and her new husband are pulling a Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and are planning to adopt multiple kids, one from Africa, another from Syria. TV news. How about that Breaking Bad last night?
Wow.
Awesome.
I thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, I think it ended perfectly.
Yeah, it really did. I thought it was a great ending. TV ratings news. Wow, what a shocker. Thursday, number one, Big Bang, 18-1. Number two, Robin Williams' new show with an unbelievable 15.6. Number three, a very disappointing Michael J. Fox, less than half of that number, 7.2. X Factor, stick a fork in it, it's done. Second show, 5.8. Glee came in at a 5.2. Uh-oh, Hawaii 5-0 Friday night premiere was down 17% from its Monday nights. Could be aloha for Hawaii 5-0. And TV news, the TLC network has greenlighted a show that really goes after the FDLS, known as the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The religion practices polygamy, as exampled by their former president, Warren and Jeff, who is doing life for sexually assaulting young girls in the church. It's called Breaking the Faith. Follows six former FDLS members as they try to get out of the cult. And no surprise here, but friends say that Miley Cyrus was very, very high on Molly, a.k.a. MDMA, and marijuana when she did the MTV VMAs award show. Really? I never would have guessed. And the answer to Pacquiao's question, she's made more money probably selling real estate than in front of a camera. Is it Celine Dion, Cher, or Ellen DeGeneres?
Cher.
How about Ellen DeGeneres?
They've all made a ton of money, but Celine Dion's made over $100 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That is.
It is. Hey, everybody, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Hollywood. See you.
Thanks, Mike. Your Hollywood Buzz is brought to you by...